Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. For the next 25 minutes, a deep dive into crop progress and conditions, and we'll check the morning farm news. We say so often there's a lot of wheat in the world, and this year, Australian wheat inventories will likely be much higher than last year, pressuring prices because of a drop in Chinese imports and competition from ample supplies out of Russia. A fire sale of stored grain may be necessary to clear space before the new wheat harvest in the last quarter of this year. That would weigh on benchmark Chicago wheat futures, already trading near their lowest since 2020, all because of abundant global supplies. Australia sent just 546,000 metric tons of wheat to China during the October to March period, down 2.9 million tons. The next Northern Hemisphere wheat harvest, including Russia's, will ramp up in coming weeks, pouring cheap grain onto the market and limiting Australia's export prospects. A Rabobank analyst in Sydney, Australia, says if the current pace of Australian exports continue, going to have 5 to 6 million tons of carryover from last season's crop. U.S. commercial beekeepers discovered their colonies of honeybees in near or total collapse earlier this year. Wasn't a clear explanation why, but the industry is calling it the worst bee die-off in U.S. history. And over half the nation's managed honeybee colonies appear to have experienced a mass die-off. These losses, combined with honeybee die-off events at other times of the year, mean many beekeepers have seen 70 to even 100% of their colonies collapse during the past 12 months. Those numbers come from a recent report by Project Apis M, a honeybee research organization. The report says the losses are severe, broad, and may impact food security through inadequate pollination services. Financial losses to the apiary industry are estimated to be over $139 million. Beekeepers learned of the die-off in January as they readied their hives for transport to California for the annual almond pollination. National Council of Farmer Cooperatives have selected Dwayne Simpson as its next president and CEO. Will formally assume the role July 14th at their annual Washington conference. The 2025 annual survey of cash rental rates for Iowa farmland show that rates have decreased on average by 2.9% to $271 per acre. It's the first decline in cash rents in Iowa since 2019 after a peak of $279 per acre during the last 2 years of the survey. High-quality land in Iowa experienced a decrease of 3.4%, $328 last year, $317 this year. After this quick break, a check of the opening markets.